okay, here's the deal. If there's anything I've learned from movies like Tears of the Sun, The Constant Gardener, Last King of Scotland, and now Blood Diamond, it's that Africa is probably one of the worst places in the world to live. Blood Diamond takes place in Sierra Leone about 10 years ago, when warlords were enslaving the people to illegally mine diamonds that were smuggled into the artificially inflated market. The movie has a strong agenda, including some thinly veiled slams in major companies like De Beers. The intent, I suppose, is to get people to think about where their engagement ring may have come from or who might have died for it. However, the film tries to juggle too many characters and purposes throughout its overly long running time. Blood Diamond gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.